Hello and welcome to Pod of Cthulhu Season 4, List of Critters. In the last episode, the players managed to make their way through the pie-making facility thing and managed to get themselves outside. In front of them is the piggo, as it were. Yeah, there you go. Short and easy. What are you all doing?
Hold on. How lengthy, guys, as my fellow players, how lengthy of recaps do we have to give every single episode? And then all of a sudden, it's pretty long. And then that's what our GM gives? Come on, Matt.
Something happened. There was a pig there.
Yeah. Matt!
You missed out the gravy gun. You missed out the oven. I mean,
I'm disappointed. Yeah, I'm with Carmen. I'm disappointed.
Matt steals an entire sequence from an Ardman movie.
I'm not sure if the rule continued from last time, but I'm not saying it.
I remember there was a door.
Yes, I remember the door.
There was a door that was locked from the inside, and you could be accessible from the outside. As such, where you're standing, you can see where that door is.
Can we go back in? The door?
Oh wait, can I try and open the door again?
Matt, you didn't learn. Fucking non-plot relevant door delayed us 20 minutes last time. That's what happened last episode.
Oh yeah, that special door.
Yeah, it was a good idea. 20 minutes of you lot just walking in circles about a door. Anyway, so yeah, you're outside, Piggo's there. You kind of managed to, over the brief time, corner him a bit, and he's, it looks like he's about willing to give you some answers to any questions you want.
Give us your bacon.
And I think we already got that when we killed and ate his children.
they were tasty. Questions. Yes, I got a question. I want to understand more about this goopy stuff. I'm going to point to the yellow liquid that's been turning the animals evil.
Okay, what voice did I do for this guy? Because I cannot for the love of me.
Oh, good luck, motherfucker.
You did a Scottish voice.
4 episodes ago, we don't know.
I forgot.
Australian.
It wasn't Australian. I think it was more like...
No, you did like a...
It was oink oink.
Good point.
Oink oink. We just like all know what he's talking about. Like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that. Wow, that's...
Who are you? Want to know more about that there goo, do you?
Yes.
Well, after you lot caused me all this here trouble, why should I tell you much at all, really?
Oh, I could have predicted that response.
I will tell you, I'm just role-playing you dumbass.
Well, probably because we'll kill you and eat you if you don't. I mean, it is what we tend to do.
Oh, another boss character that doesn't want to tell us shit.
I tell you. It's your... What makes you lot more intelligent? It gives you your powers, it does.
That's not good.
So, I'm actually noticing, Jade just gave a really good point here. What's the point in changing these people to cows or pig or sheep anyway? Because it seems we eat them regardless.
I mean, that's us. At
this point, I'm just like, why does he even bother? Just fucking kill them and eat them as they are, because that seems like we have a habit of doing that anyway.
All right, for first off, that's you sick fuckers. No, you see, you get that there juice, and it makes other things more powerful. If it's refined, if you put the raw shit on it, bad things happen.
Oh, yes, I killed that little goat thing. I think
things.
I was asleep for that part.
What do you mean it doesn't kill things? Certainly seems to kill him.
It don't normally kill things. It makes them go weird. Makes things go weird as unless you refine it.
Who's getting you to refine it? You don't seem to be using it on yourself.
Is that for that there night? It's our deal. He leaves me alone, I do my work. I supply him with all that there pussy, whatever you want to call it, shite.
Refined pus shite.
Whatever do you call it?
Well, do you have any of this refined pus shite on hand?
Oh, back inside the side, oh yeah. I mean, I suppose you could. You might be able to get it, but you know that there knight will be coming for it at some point.
This might be some of the information that Jacob was asleep for, but is there a way for us to use this?
I can't remember too.
I'm curious, but I don't know.
You got a refined vial, but you don't know what it does.
I got a feeling it might take us the other way, to like more bait animals.
Right, show him the vial that you've got and just ask him, what does this do?
I think I got the vial.
Yeah, sure.
I took it.
Oh, that yeah, there. Okay. Well, it gives you an incredible boost of power, but it's not quite stable. And it's a bit 50-50 on whether you go nuts and attack your friends for a while or if you attack your enemy.
Huh.
All right. Okay.
I'll take that for a special occasion.
Yeah, I think that's maybe worth you keeping and just throwing you into a situation and everybody running away.
Love putting Gertrude in a situation.
Well, if I get freed on one again, I can pop that and it doesn't matter who I attack. You guys can be fighting your own battles, so I'll stay away from you.
Sounds like a good idea.
Cap, you're the one who normally wants to ask the questions. Have you got any big questions you want to ask this thing?
Well, Jacob's feeling a little bit out of sorts on this one. Because he was asleep for half of this particular mission, he doesn't feel like he's in the best position to be asking questions of this guy. So far, since I woke up, you've just pointed me in the direction of things to kill. I think I'm going to step back on this one and let you take the reins here, Kalaris or Tugan.
The guy that always wants answers finally gets a guy that'll give him answers and doesn't have any questions.
So I will ask some questions then. We should really speak to this nightman and see what his big plans are.
Oh, yeah, that's totally a great idea.
A really important question. It seems blatantly obvious.
Actually, yes, where is our skunk companion that we definitely didn't forget about?
Oh, yeah.
there it is. That there skunk was the first to get put back to its animal state. I think it got out somewhere and it might be in the woods nearby. I don't really know.
Flower, no! Not our friend.
No, it's okay. He's living free.
Wait, that is genuinely terrifying.
What?
Does nobody else feel a weird sort of existential dread at this pig's ability to be able to do that to somebody?
Yep.
This is what I'm a bit worried about. This is why we need to see this knight and have a discussion.
Yes. Yeah, he's able to steal people's essences, their souls, their sentience. This is horrifying beyond words.
Is there a way to undo this process, perhaps?
I don't really know. I've never done that, to be honest. I've just been the one that's been involved in sucking out the goo.
Fair enough. You seem a simple farmer type. Right.
Wait, so you were doing this before the knight was around? And you're just now doing it for him?
No.
That's what you told us, right?
No. Doing it for the knight. That was a milking barn before. We had a good deal with the cow.
Right, so you were just regularly milking cows before?
Yeah, simply
cows. They were all right with it.
I mean, no doubt we've met some milking cows before. They were hard-working cows.
Yeah, in the desert area.
Yeah, they were fine. We don't have to worry about that.
They tasted good too.
So you replaced your milking cows with this contraption here?
Aye.
On the knight's orders.
Aye.
Why?
Why not?
No. No, I'm why not? I'm asking you, why would you do that, you dick?
Was he threatening you?
Greatness? What the hell's your reason for it?
Oh, I love milking cows. Hey, do it for me. Okay.
That's all we're here.
So now if on your logic, now you're not gonna milk cows for night.
Oh, sorry, Cap's not gonna ask a question. The one question I ask is why, and he fucking falters.
He does have a reason. He's just looking for it frantically.
Can people roll me instinct?
Oh god, yeah. What am I instincting here? Alright, roll a 7.
It's faster, Matt. 7. Took you going for it?
Yes. You said. It's a 5.
Well, all bar Gertrude seemed to hear a distant kind of. Semi internal rumble. Ground's shaking a little bit.
No, fuck it. We're getting that question answered before you draw a monster on our asses, you bastard.
Don't you do this to us. We want to know why. Why is the knight up to his...
What did the knight offer you? Was it power, prestige? Was it a threat? What is he doing to get everyone to listen to his bullshit?
Is it an army to take on Mordor?
The knight speaks.
Karen, you mentioned a fucking thing from
it's
something.
Not, that's not a brand.
Yes, yeah, I don't know if it technically counts as a brand.
All right, okay.
I don't think Sauron had the fucking trademark for it.
Mordor TM. the pig starts to go, you know, kind of look for the right words, and that rumbling gets a bit closer, and suddenly it's just dust starts to come down from the eaves.
Matt, you motherfucker.
What are you guys been doing in there? That's not something that's normally happening.
Letting chaos reign, I believe.
All I wanted to do was find the door, mate.
What? You said something about that there. Go. What did you do with it?
Dumped it in the Narvine shit.
Oh, shit. And with that, through the wall, comes that giant fucking mutant goat. Picks up the pig, bites its fucking head off.
Damn it!
And is now looking at you guys, pretty damn hungry.
Go, why did you do that?
No, I was using it.
Matt, you finally have a person that answers all questions. Also, Matt, guy bursts in, kills guy with all answers.
Yep. It also got a 12 on its turn order, so good luck, everybody.
I guess that's going to surprise.
Too bad I got a 20.
Is it scurry or bloody scrap? It's scurry.
Sorry. Well, I got an 8.
I got a 4.
Six. Oh, I'm not last.
I see.
Shit. That's a 2.
Right, Clarice is only 2. Jacob, you're on a what?
8.
On an 8. Tubin, you're on what?
On a 4.
4. And Gertrude?
6.
6. Awesome. Well, you're in for a fun one, because this thing gets to go first. This is outside the farmhouse one.
The golden pen's still on the...
Oh, fuck's sake.
Do you wanna... There we go.
Never mind. Never mind. Okay, so this thing goes first, and it is pretty pissed, and it's looking at Kalaris, considering the one...
Is it just because I fucking reminded you of the map thing?
No, it's probably because the fact that you're the one that basically just tried to, you know, stuff this thing into a... Well, you caused it to happen. You know, this is on you.
Is Jacob able just to slink away, considering that he wasn't there when they did whatever they did to the goat?
It's going to use Bone Crunch, which is 6 grit. Intentionally crunch the bones of your target. You can inflict normal damage, increase their scurry die by 1 type. So you will recover, but after after one thing. Get into the stats of this fucking thing. Come up. There we go. So, it's spending 6 grit.
Remind me what the instinct check is.
It's not an instinct check, is it?
Every time I take damage, is it not
a... Oh, right, yes. For that one, it's a 2. But this is... well, going to see if it hits first, I believe. That's a 9 on its attack.
Oh, that misses. I got a 10.
Okay, well...
I'm not going to duck away from his awful
Do
child.
I spend crit right now? Do I make that evil? Yeah. You keep on saying my bosses are too hard.
Do I want to know what the third bar is?
Yeah. So, this will hit.
Oh, no.
This will hit. I've spent two grit, and it's basically another d12 on damage. That's 11. But don't forget your special ability.
Yeah, what I have to beat against? A 5, right?
A 5.
Can I spend grit on that one?
Yeah, you can spend grit if you want to.
I'm spending 3 grit on that to make that 5, so I don't take fucking 22 damage.
No, but I think you will still take the bone crunch, which means your scurry die is reduced by 1 for this turn.
It will only take 2 damage, which is okay with me.
Okay, Jacob, you're up.
Alright, well, I mean, let's jump into an area that is, I don't know, sort of... position. Let's reposition ourselves. Let's surround this goat. See what we can do. I don't know if I've got any good items to use on this goat. I've still got some good things to use against spiders.
I'm frantically checking my
You never know.
That's more of a multi-unit attack. That's just the one guy that we're attacking here.
Fair enough.
I think I will just try going in for a regular attack right now. Yeah, so let's roll for me a d6. Because he's got quite a high attack, so I'm guessing he's got quite a high scurry as well, considering his size. Yes. So let's do a d6.
This was a friendly little kid goat that Kalaris completely dicked over. Ah, meets beats.
Yeah, so I do get hit. That's grand. Anyway, let's see what kind of damage resistance it's got. I think I'm going to go in for a keys attack on this one. So yeah, so I've jumped into the fray trying to defend Kalaris. I've took my keys out. We're going to go for an 8d4 plus a d6. So, I get 26 damage by ripping my keys through his fur.
So, I'll do 16 in total.
Okay, so we've got a good idea what his damage resistance is like.
That's 10 DR.
Yep.
That's high, but resistance. Okay. We know now.
What I'm wondering is if it is stun resistant.
Yep.
Ah, I thought so.
See, if Matt was truly evil, he just wouldn't have told you that and let you waste a turn.
Yeah, no, he missed it right out.
Well, yeah, no.
Jacob definitely lands to the rear of the goat, taking a flanking position.
Just even lets out a roar of kind of anger as you kind of cut into it slightly.
Hopefully that's a decent start.
Yeah, Gertrude, what are you doing?
Gonna be burning me some grit for sure. I think first things first, I need to go straight in with a bomb. I need to do some big damage on this thing, so I need to just chuck a big bomb at him. So,
standing around.
Yeah, it's fine. He's out of the.
We're about as far away as we can get, given the size of the goat.
Yeah, I'm in a behind flanking position. I can see that I at least got out the way of a bomb.
Yeah.
It did go
I don't know about the rest of you.
So it is on Galaris.
So yeah, I'm burning 10 on this straight away.
He did not give a shit about...
Yeah, he just didn't give a shit about that warning at all.
Back of it. There you go.
Oh, okay. Just me then,
this, I mean, this guy is big enough. If I can throw it high enough where it won't affect us.
Oh, you're going for its head, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This thing is how like tall is this thing? Hold on. I actually want to know this.
Because I'm like,
well, you're about foot tall. So this thing is 6 foot.
Oh,
exactly. So if I throw it at his head, I mean, in the past, I've thrown the bomb close to the enemies, so like closer to us.
You'll need a crit on your throw to be able to get it to do that then.
Can I just spend grit back?
No! No, you cannot.
So, I've got to roll a perfect die.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in that mood today.
No, but I'm going to... It's too early for the bomb then. That's going to be a finisher. So I'm going to change my attack out for the... I think my tendril limb I saw. It looked quite good. I saw this down here. Yes, I can burn 4 grit. And I can make a tendril limb a flail. That's what I want. But I can hit my attack one time. And it doubles my scrap. 2d scrap damage.
Cool. Give it a go. Roll the scrap first. Ten. So unless you're spending 5 grit, and I'm hoping you're keeping track of your grit because you spent quite a bit of it already.
9 grit, and I will take that. So yes, I will.
And how much grit?
I'm 21 grit. I am keeping up my grit.
Right, you're spending how much?
I'm spending the 5 I needed. It's 10 to 4 plus 5. Yes, and that's correct. I'll get the 9 grit.
Okay, do your attack.
So, wait, so what are you doing right now?
For fuck's sake! I did 2 damage.
It's a 1. Well, that does absolutely nothing. It just kind of tickles this thing's scrotum.
Yeah, that's
So, am I right in saying that Gertrude just summoned a spectral tentacle and tickled this goat a little bit?
She stretched her arm into a tentacle and tickled the goat.
Right.
Tickled his kids.
Okay, just so I know.
Chicken, you're up. What are you going to do?
Runaway. Well, yes, for sure. But no, I'm actually going to try to hit it with my theater light. I'm probably going to go for this hoof. I'm going to see if I can knock this sumbitch down.
Okay, how are you planning on knocking it down?
Matt, I'm going to ask you this question. If you got hit in the leg really fucking hard, have you been known to just take it and stand up?
I mean, I was kicked in the leg by a horse and it kept on standing.
Alright, cool, dude. Oh, you should hit it in its weird backwards knee.
Yeah.
That's just me. Alright, if you do enough damage, I'll see you maybe how to get it to, maybe get down a bit.
Sorry, I'm looking at my stuff. Okay, never mind.
Sorry?
There we go. That's a 4.
That's a 4.
Hey.
Oh, that's a 4. So, yeah, you do manage to hit.
Okay, and then I'm going to do... Alright. D10. D8. D4. That's 12 damage.
So, 2 damage.
Yep. And then...
Nice. It's above 10. It counts.
1 damage of fire.
Okay, so it is...
And 5 stun.
It's not going to be stunned, but I'm afraid this thing's so thick-skinned and mutated, it doesn't even flinch.
You know, guys, have you noticed that Matt has given us the ability to stun things, and all of a sudden, now every single thing we fight is immune to stun?
Because you said it, now I have to do it.
Also, because everyone was getting fucking wiped by stun.
Don't worry, yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen in the next one.
The spider had a lot of ads that were immune to stun.
Yeah. Right, the puppets, my turn then.
Yeah. But the puppets weren't even like living creatures, they were just felt. And yes, Clara, your turn.
So I am going to spend 11 grit total to use inflate and double scratch.
Cool.
I need to hit D4 to see what the inflates were if I keep rolling shit with this. Yep. Fucking shit again.
That's just to inflate, so that's double damage.
Yep, double damage for 5 turns. And I get to make 2 attacks, so let me grab my stat sheet. So that is 2 attacks are this, and
so
99.
9 and 9.
11 and 1,
so you hit
so
one.
One hits, it's got double damage on The walking stick fire thing. Walking stick shotgun. So that is going to be 2d10, because it's double damage, which is only 7, so fuck all. Plus the 2d6 fire. So that's 8 fire on it as well.
Jeez, okay.
And that'll double every turn.
Yeah, until it puts itself out.
Yep.
So, this thing's going to take a good long look at Gertrude's tentacle limb, and it's going to do the same thing.
Has it even noticed that it's on fire yet?
Not really. It's going to split its limb into a whip. It can do 3 separate attacks.
Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, that's part of the tendril limb. Your tendril limb is permanently refashioned into this weapon. Now, as a standard action, you can burn 4 grit to make disgusting tendril attacks.
You can copy me, what I'm saying.
This thing is an amalgamation of pretty much the entire mutation tree.
Ew.
Yeah. So it sounds
like you didn't really use that properly.
No, you can have it as a flail or one large whip. The flail
does 3 separate attacks.
I'm more worried about the permanent thing. Does Gertrude just look like that now?
No, we did discuss that it kind of goes back after combat. This was a thing we discussed really early on.
Yeah.
So she just looks like that for the rest of the fight.
Don't look where the tendrils come out of. It just happens.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, Carmen, you don't attack 3 times. You attack once for twice the damage. With the flail.
That's the flail, but I could choose all for the 3 tendril limbs, what you say.
Yeah, this thing's going to use 2 of its attacks to put itself out. And the third one is going to... Yeah, I'm going to roll d4 and see who it lands on. Kolaris.
Damn it. No.
So that's a d12. That's 5. Can you beat a 5? Don't forget you are a d down on the scurry.
I just had my turn. Is it on his turn?
That's his turn.
Ah. Alright, so it's on his turn. Things. Okay. So I'm a d6
the
then.
What? No, your D thing is down permanently for this entire battle.
I thought it was just our thing. Anyhow, I passed that.
Yeah, that's for an entire thing. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Cool, so it's a bit pissed off. It didn't hit anyone, but it is now out of fire, so it's not going to worry about that. Jacob, you're up behind it. What are you going to do?
Good question, mate. What am I going to do? Right. Are we able to... So, this thing's visibly blistering right now, right?
Yeah, it's very much a case of... it's popping and growing new ones rapidly, and it's oozing. It's not very pleasant to look at.
Right, so these things are coming in and out. They're not like... It's not like he's got really visible blisters that are...
No, they're not really in fixed positions. They're kind of moving all the time.
Alright, well that patches fucks that plan then. I was thinking that we could maybe try and remove blisters to see if we can make it easier for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. But this thing was... Essentially, if you find things later on, you could potentially do that. But the fact that this thing was soaked in raw juice, it's a bit more fucked up than it should be.
So, all right. Hold on, I got a question about that then. So what would make it, just because it's soaked in that, you did say we would all generically know that if you pop a blister, it really has detrimental effects on detrimental is like, you know, they're not really quite the same anymore of people that have popped a blister before. So you're saying just because this thing got soaked, it...
In unrefined, nastiness.
It's just completely immune to that?
I think it's more that it has so much fucking contaminant in it that taking that blister isn't going to do shit when it's got, like, effectively 2,000...
Yeah, it's very, very fucked up.
But if someone just had, like, 1 or 2 extras, then we could probably get their ass.
Yeah, if it's against, like, one of you guys or a standard NPC, then yeah, you can basically do that.
We have just been popping blisters and making everyone met stupid this entire time. We should give that to a pig if we catch him after this.
It bit his head off.
Bigs very
dead on the floor.
Forgot about that. My bad.
But yeah, I guess I'm just going to try and give him a swift kick from behind.
Go for it.
I'm going to roll a 5 for that.
I mean, by all means, you can still ask the pig some questions if you really want. That's an 11.
Right, so Jacob does a very delicate spin kick and just misses entirely.
Yeah. Now, what was your leech roll again? Shuffle smack.
Oh, yeah. The revenge thing. That's if they miss, right?
Yeah, shuffle which... smack, not leech. So shuffle smack is...
Right.
Hold on. Shuffle smack. After you successfully dodge, you can burn 4 grit to automatically retaliate with a natural attack.
Well, this thing's going to naturally retaliate with a natural attack, so that's 4 grit off. There we go. And that's a d12 worth of damage. 7 straight to the face.
Okay, I'm okay. I don't take any damage from that. I've got enough damage resistance to tank that shot.
Nice. I should have gone for the flail then rather than the tendril. And with that, we will have a very familiar voice of, oh, hello there. What the fuck is that? Either way, here's your mail.
And it's... my baby boy, my son, my sweet little child.
It's going to be too good. Wait, you birthed that thing? What the fuck is wrong with you? Too good. What are you having for your mail?
Make it some sort of goat's cheese sample.
Yeah.
Some Greek feta.
Oh, I like a bit of feta cheese. Good stuff.
Bit of gorgonzola.
Well,
gorgonzola.
Trying to think.
Cheese.
Ah! Do you get really sick and tired of having your livestock run away from you when you come near because they're just afraid of, you know, you're not really around them very often, so they kind of, they're a little skittish. What we have here is the appetizing goat and cow feed that now is has an attractant. So you see, every time you go out to give food to your livestock, they come running happy, excited, they even let you pet them, but as long as you keep feeding them, they'll keep being happy. It is, well, I'm trying to think of a good name. Oranges feed attractant. Oranges, like the fruit orange. Oranges feed attractant.
A husbandry pacifier.
Husbandry pacifier, boom, there you go. It's a sweet feed.
Mm. All right, I see what you're doing there. You're going to try and pacify this thing for a little while.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I just have cows. I don't know. You don't know. What are you trying to put ideas for? Who do you think you are? You don't know what I'm doing. Let me just casually put this on the ground. Here. Just see what happens.
Cool. Gertrude, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Oh, no, I dropped it. Oh, he tried to hand it to me, and I dropped it on the ground. Oh, didn't even need it in my pockets. Oh, man.
Oh, I take that one away and get you a new one, then.
Well, perfect. Just keep... Oh, man, my slippery fingers. Oh. Oh, that one fell, too.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I'll have to take them back and get you another one for the factory. That could take up to 2 hours.
Oh, you know that's grand. You can go ahead and just do that. And I will actually fly all the way to the UK and smack the shit out of RGM while you do that. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's how long you want it to take.
Yeah, dude, I'll be back in several weeks. Don't worry.
Gotta find me first, bitch.
It won't be long. I have your address, dumbass.
True, but I'm not always here.
A very specific set of skills. I have sent you mail before.
Cool, right, Gertrude, what are you doing as shit goes on?
I'm good point. many decisions. I'm just gonna bonk in my Dill Dominator. I think I'm my best play. I mean, I might get him if I get over 10. Nope, 4.
Okay. Well, that's a two, but I'm going to spend some grit.
Yeah, what? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm going to spend four grit. Yeah, I'm going to spend four grit. There you go. Can't make it.
Slide right off.
Gertrude, Tuca, what are you going to do now, since Gertrude missed?
I'm actually, before Pat can run away, I grab him and I throw him to the ground. I reach into his mailbag and I pull out the fucking feeder track that he just tried to throw away. And I throw it at the monster.
Okay. This thing... how hard are you throwing it? What are you throwing it at?
Pocket sand! And I just throw it really hard. I'm literally just throwing it directly at him as if I'm throwing it in his face.
Hmm. Well, I'll roll a scurry to see if Aiken can dodge that.
But it's gonna hurt. It's literally feed.
No, but it's just seeing if it gets in the face. So if you want to throw me a throw and beat an eight.
It's a five.
Yeah, it lands nearby. Want to do anything else, or?
You sorry sack of shit. So, you know, I noticed we talked about this. There is no stat. You didn't ask me about stats about this feed or anything. Did you just let me just waste a feed, an advertisement?
Well, you wanted a feed to attract the goat, right?
Yes, and it just doesn't react at all to the feed.
It's not its turn yet.
You don't even tell me, like, if it looks at it or anything.
It just threw it at its face. It kind of dodged to move out the way because it just sees something being thrown at it.
And so it's just standing there, just bleating, like, looking at the, just looking at the sky. Looking straight at, sitting on the toilet, listening to an audiobook, looking straight at the wall.
Well, no, now just it's staring doing nothing, at you then. Okay,
doing nothing at all. Like a psychopath, just staring at the wall.
You can't reference conversations we had before we started recording.
Yeah, people at home are really confused right now.
Okay, well, what would you like stat-wise for this thing, then?
You know, I'm going to ask, what do you tell me? You tell me. You tell me. Because I think you don't have an idea.
Look at me. I'm the DM.
Okay, well, it's going to have to be something.
Hey, look at me. Look me in the eyes. This is my boat now. I'm the captain now. This is my GM. You tell me. What this does, Pat.
Well, maybe this should be some sort of vibe thing then, maybe. Or even an instinct. Because there's no real thing about saying about hunger in this game, so...
You're right.
Alright, charm this goat with your feet.
I throw the feet down.
That would be a vibe. Yeah, it'd be a vibe roll, a five off then. And this thing has only got a vibe of... six.
Yeah, you picked up a hat that increased your vibe, didn't you?
You did.
Me? No.
Yeah.
I did not. My hat increases my advantage on... I have a sheriff hat. Gives me advantage on range attacks.
Who was it that got the vibe hat? Because I got a vibe hat. I know that one other person did.
I got a vibe hat.
Alright, okay.
Then I have a terrible, terrible vibe.
It'll be a vibe off. To see if it attracts it then.
Oh, I have terrible vibe. But here's the thing. I have a question for Matt. If I'm trying to vibe with it, wouldn't I just talk with it? If I'm throwing attracting feed, why would I... I mean, if... It, no, here's my question. So what
bonus... You should have given me the feed.
Yeah, I should have given you the feed. But at the same time, if it was based on my normal vibe that I would use if I were just talking to it with no special feed or anything...
Alright, do you want an advantage on vibe then?
I mean, I still have a d6, so I wouldn't be getting so high at all.
Right.
Because
we didn't actually discuss the stats before going in, and now we know that the stat's going to be vibe, are we able to give Jacob the feed?
Yes.
If Tukum wants to give Jacob the feed, then yes, he can.
I mean, they basically counteract my entire turn, too. Like, are we going
to throw... It won't counteract your entire turn. You can still throw it on the floor, you throw it to Jacob, and you can still do something.
Okay, okay. Now I'm saying, like, when I'm saying throw and feed, like, this is literally loose feed. Like, I'm handing you loose grain.
Oh, it's not in a bag. You want like, in a bag or something.
Yeah, okay. So like okay, so now we're getting in here. Now we're getting into the stats that was not discussed.
This are you making this harder than it needs to be, Tooken? Just give me a fucking bag of grain.
So I'm giving you a bag of feed. It's so like that's the thing I'm confused about is I told you feed it I threw feed at it, but also I'm just handing you a bag of feed.
Because I thought you were lobbing a bag.
Yeah, instead
like a hacky sack? Like I'm doing like I'm throwing a beanbag toss? Yeah. Like I'm playing a game of cornhole, like here, take the bag. Woo! Yeah, that's gonna do something. Yeah, they eat the bag. You're right. What do you do when you feed cows? When you feed cows and goats, what do you feed? You just throw the bag in the trough and like good luck. And you walk away.
You threw the thing at the goat.
I'm trying to feed the goat. What do you I even yelled pocket sand. So no, I threw the band like pocket sand. Oh, you guys don't know the reference.
Let's move
it's from a fish.
Yes. Yeah, I know the reference. Yeah.
So you know the reference. So I literally yelled pocket sand. What do you think I did?
Threw the bag.
I threw it like a game of cornhole. Like, here you go. Woo!
That's the most aggressively American conversation I've heard in a while.
Oh, I got lost halfway through.
Don't worry about it.
So like take a game of cornhole, yeehaw!
Yeah, but also I'm from the South. If you call a beanbag toss, you get ostracized. It's cornhole.
Cap now has the bag of feet.
That has a hole in it where I reached in and threw loose grain at the goat.
Oh, so you did throw it at the goat then?
I threw loose grain at the
God.
Goat!
Okay, here's the question. You either threw it to Jacob or you threw it at the goat?
He threw the bag to Jacob, but he took a handful of it and pocket sanded the goat.
Yes, right, so that is that's your turn, what I'm then. Trying to say. Yeah.
Right, then roll your vibe then.
I'm rolling my vibe.
Because you threw it at it first.
Yeah.
There you go. Nothing happens. And because you then insisted you threw the bag at Jacob, that's you done.
No. So, we just had this discussion. So,
yes,
No, we're not, because this doesn't make any sense. Matt, if I wanted to just vibe the goat, why would I use an item? I could just have talked to the goat and rolled my D6 vibe.
What about a 6-foot-tall monster that is no longer person-shaped makes you think it can talk?
But I would still roll the same vibe roll. What added benefit would it be?
Because it's a distraction.
That's a 5.
It's like Manny's singing fish. You've probably it's already got a 5 as well.
Oh, I'm losing my mind here, Matt, with your rules,
okay.
Man. Kalaris,
do something.
Same double scratch thing for more grit for 2 attacks.
Oh, Tooken, I love you, buddy.
That is a 10 and a 9, bud. One of them's a crit. Doing much good.
Okay, well, I need to read something out here. This thing does have bob and weed, so it does get a +2 to scurry and dodge checks.
You motherfucker. You son of a bitch.
I actually have it written down here. You can go and double check that. That's a 10 and a 10, so it does still hit 1.
Okay, 1 hits. It's got double damage, so this and this. That is 18 damage. Well, 7 regular damage and then 11 fire damage.
Right,
on
so
this son of a bitch.
Hold on. There is something in there about when you roll the max.
I think that's on the damage roll.
Nice. Well, the normal damage would do nothing because it's got 10 DR. The fire damage, the 11?
Yep, that's the fire.
Okay.
Squares hits it with the flaming paper thing from the walking stick.
Okay, well, it is its turn next, so it will just kind of put itself back out again.
Son of a... It still takes the 11, though. Son of a...
Wouldn't it? Well, they wouldn't take.
Wait, is that just. That's just fire for one round? You don't get to choose how many rounds it is? Or roll for that?
Oh no, he's still. He's just instantly paying himself out after.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you?
Well, what I'm saying is, depends on the amount of rounds that he's on fire for, surely.
No, because if it puts itself out, it's automatically just out.
Nah, that's fine. Trying to help.
It does lock it in. It does lock it into the tendril limb, though, so it does have to just do that. So, let's use one of those.
We found a way to stun it. You just set him on fire each time.
Really? Because it can still attack. So it's going to go for two of them, and it's going to go for you because you tried to set it on fire.
Fuck you! I'd do it again. I don't regret anything.
That's a six and a one.
No regret.
It's a 5 and an 8,
miss
so one.
No, you've got Bob and Weaver as well.
Oh yeah, I do. Fuck so, you.
Oh,
well,
there you go then. Cool. Okay, well that's then it done. Jacob, you're on.
Right. I am going to try to distract the beast. I've got a bag of feed.
What a revolutionary idea.
So I'm getting like, here, God.
Yeah, I think advantage what? On vibe rolls.
I did say advantage, yes.
You did, but I think with the bag of feed, this is my push. I think it's not going to be retroactive. I've already done mine. I think it needs to go up one dice roll.
Of what?
Of your vibe. I feel like it needs to not. If you use the feed, it knocks it up one dice roll. So, like, if you use a D8, it'd be a T10, or a D6, it'd be a D8. I feel like that's fair.
Alright.
But it is a bag of feed, okay. So it should so have high SP. I understand if it needs to have high
so
SP.
So I get advantage and I get an upgrade in my dice.
So don't worry about it. Yeah, on this one.
Okay. Fucking hell, how'd that?
It does have a D6, so I'll roll a D6. It's got a 5. And you know what? I could spend grit if I really wanted to be that much of a dick. I feel like
you've already been that way today, so it doesn't matter. Go for it. Oh. You can't be worse than you have been.
What a bet.
Famous last words.
Oh, right. You want to be how annoying I can be?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Shit. How do you roll custom the dice here? Roll.
Wait.
Just roll it. / roll. Because it has about D14 there, and there's not one of those standard.
Oh, shit.
Shit, how do you do that again?
/ roll D14.
/2D14.
Oh. /2D14.
There you go, you got a 14.
Oh, thank you.
Unless you want to roll it yourself.
No, that's fine. I'm happy with the 14.
So. Okay, well, this thing will be distracted for a round then. There you go.
So does that mean that they get automatic attacks? I got a 14 on my roll.
Go on then.
I think I'm being very distracting right now, pacifying this thing.
Yes, go on. There you go.
So everybody else attack. Go. Do it now.
Gertrude, you got to throw your bomb.
Don't let him tempt you.
Close,
it's a trap.
How close are people around him? I don't want to do a double. I think my laser beam. I might set it on fire.
Are you able to flip the picture around so he's looking at Jacob?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, so let me just fire my. Oh, there we go. I found my laser beam. Burn eight grit. Shoots laser beams. 5 damage to burn.
Yeah, you can.
It's not
right,
it
so you'll just be doing 2 burn.
Oh no.
Like 5 damage.
It's 10 DR.
Yeah, it's a 2 burn.
Yeah. Cool. So you basically just put 2 burn on it.
Yeah, I get that ticking.
Cool. Token, off you go. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna use my damn theater light. I'm just gonna fucking hit it with it. I don't care where I hit it at.
That's auto hit.
It's automatic hit, so just do the damage.
Oh.
It's distracted.
D10, D8,
four. 10 damage.
It's 14 damage.
So then, 4.
And then one fire. That's it. There you go. 14 damage and one fire.
Very nice. Okay, that's then Quilaris.
Come on, Quilaris, make it high damage.
I'm going to double strike. Double scratch, and this time I auto hit, so it's both will hit. And since it's doubled, that is 40-10 and 46, I believe. So that is 24 regular damage and 14 fire damage.
Well, that's two attacks, right?
Yes. So, I get it.
Yeah, that'll be essentially 4 damage.
40 and 4.
What? So 7 and 9 would be the first attack, right?
Yeah.
Which would be 16 damage minus the 10, it's 6, right?
Alright, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the 6.
6 that's regular damage.
And the other one would be 8, so you wouldn't do anything with that.
Yeah. Fucking 10 DR. And then
The
fire damage cuts past it, so it's still 14 fire damage. Fuck you.
So 14.
We've evolved to that at this point. Like, it's just the point of just every time we attack, we're like, fuck you, Matt. You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Matt.
Our end boss is just going to be a real life JPEG of
that. Yeah, it's like,
you know what?
Perfect.
I'm
going
to roll a vibe check to see if this thing can break out. And, you know what? Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. Jacob, go on then. Now it will scurry.
Right. Now it's going to scurry because it's broke out.
Yep.
Can I?
Did it break out from that one? Huh?
No, it was going to... Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Do I have any feed left?
No. One-time use, I'm afraid.
One-time use. Well,
yeah.
It's a 50-pound bout of fig. I'm adding that fact in there. So he's only used like a... I'm kidding.
Good thing is he hasn't put himself out of fire, so he's got that damage to take on his next turn before he puts it out.
Yes, he does, yes.
In the meantime, Jacob's going to go back on the attack. Alright, what can I use? Spin attack's really not going to be useful at this point. So I'm going to do a regular attack. D6. I'm going to add... You know what, no, just go for that. Go for the 3 and see if he rolls either a 1 or a 2. Or a 3. Excellent. He rolled a 3. That's good. That works for me.
Got it.
So, all I'm going to do here is I'm just going to do a regular attack, which is 1d6 plus 5. That's fine. I don't need to do damage. I just want to get the grit off of him. So, I'm going to leech some grit from him, which is going to be... plus 6. That's 8. 8 grit I'm going to get from him.
Okay.
So I have just leeched some grit from him. Gertrude, take it away.
Yeah, well, funny thing is, I'm starting to get low on grit. So I'm just going to bonk him with my Dilf Bonkinator. For fuck's sake, I've got one. A one!
Well,
my second D1 of the game.
Yep, you don't do shit. So, too good. Off you go.
Do something.
Avenge me, Tugan.
Hmm.
You're nothing to revenge. You didn't hit. You just failed to hit it with a dildo.
That's my revenge.
Can I? I want to be a little special here. I know you're probably you're in a dickish mood. It seems today. I want to see. Is there any way I can take my rubber band gun because I do have it still. And I shoot it in the eye with my rubber band gun. Like, I mean, he's got two eyes. It won't blind him
completely, but
it will upset him a little
bit. I would say that it should be a little bit harder if you're specifically aiming for an eye. Let's take two off the roll, and I think that'd be fair, unless you want disadvantage.
Well, I mean, we could do... If you just want me to do a regular roll, because I do have a sheriff's hat that gives me advantage on raid rolls. So you want me to just do no advantage, no disadvantage?
Yeah, go on then. Just standard roll.
Just a standard roll.
Go on then.
Okay.
And you have
I'd take the minus seven. Two if you've got advantage. That would probably be a better idea.
Maybe, but I still have just a D8. Well, he's already rolled. Why is he... Yeah, he's arrowed a 7, and I have a D8. So the likelihood, if I rolled an 8, I would be a 6. So I guess this may work in my favor. Maybe. And it's a 3. I burn grit! That's 5 grit!
You burn 5 grit. How much does that put you up to?
That puts me at 4 grit. But that puts me at a 5 grit? Well, if it meets it, beats it. Can I just burn 4? Because he didn't roll the 7?
Can do, but then I can also spend crit as well.
I really can do that. You can do that to me, really?
Oh, I might do, yeah.
Why? Why? Why would you do this to me? What did I do to you? What is the deal, Matt? What's your deal today? Actually, I think we need to stop the podcast for a second. Let's hold up. What the fuck is going on with you today?
What side of the bed did you wake up on this morning?
Did you sit on a deal dominator this morning? And you just didn't like how it felt. What is going on here? Yeah, so do I. I've got chronic indigestion, bud. It hurts too.
Dude, and I feel sorry for you, my good son.
But I'm not a dick about it.
You want to spend that grit then?
I do.
Okay. All right. How much are you spending?
I'm spending 5, but it seems like you're going to spend more.
Yeah, I'll spend 5.
You're spending 5. You're going to 12 grit.
12?
Oh, he's going to 12.
12 grit. Sorry. Yeah. You're right. That's what I meant. Not grit. You're going to 12. Really?
Yeah.
You literally could have just burnt. You know what? Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, I'm going to do a Jay's thing, but fuck you, Matt.
Clarus. You know, it's a classic. I'm going to do the same shit again.
Go on and roll both attacks and I'll roll both dodges.
Yep. 9 and a shaver. 2 and a 10.
That's 1 hit.
Yeah,
got it.
Alright, so since that's one attack hitting, it's this and this. So that's 17 with 7 fire. Did he? He hasn't had a chance to put himself out yet, but he's going on his next turn.
It's not done that yet. So that's 7. We need to work on that fire stat on that one, because that doesn't work for the normal situation here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, put him down. Oh, well, he's just about half health now. Actually, no, below half health, I think, because that's the 7 again, isn't it? So,
yeah,
about 55. Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is where things are going to get a little bit spicy. Considering you're quite clustered around, aren't you?
I know.
Well, apart from Jacob, who's participating.
I'm still flanking.
Explosive incarnation. Blowing things up is a valid solution. Burn X grit to summon a bomb that deals 20 damage plus X.
Oh, this is the bullshit one Gertrude has, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but I haven't used the bomb yet, so I didn't think he'll be able to copy
that. That's because there's friendly fire involved for you.
How much grit do I spend?
That ability, by the way, is so overpowered.
Let's say 30 grit.
So 30 plus D20s, right?
30 plus D20.
30 plus D20.
Or should I just do 20? Yeah, I'll just do D20. I'll just do 20. Yeah, I'll make it a little bit more survivable for you.
Is there any way that Kalaris can, like, jump over, even sacrifice his next turn to kind of, like, cover Token, so Token doesn't fucking die?
Well, let's see how much damage this is. Do the minus is 20 to start with, so 20
so,
plus.
This is what I want to do now. Can I?
Hold on.
Hang on.
20.
Before you work it out,
25.
Pretty close, I want to ask something. I want
to
do
fine
something.
Then.
25 damage to me?
Yeah, DR does include. Gertrude, your. Kalaris, your ability
shit.
Also does include.
It doesn't include.
It would be himself then.
It does.
It was okay.
I just DR's. Yeah, I'm down to 4 health.
Oh, I'm
free. Oh!
Matt, this my ability counts for this, right?
Yes, it does.
So if I fuck up, it's 50 damage.
What, is it doubled?
Yes, it doubled. Wait, no, hang on, that's plus two, never mind. I'm fine. I've been reading it as doubled this entire time, so...
But it's not going to put itself out.
Oh, two, shit, so... That's 27 damage.
So, Toucan, you're on how much left?
I have 4 health left.
Ooh. Kalaris, how much have you got left?
6.
Ooh. Gertrude.
Oh, wait, DR, right? So I'm on 10.
Yeah, yeah, DR. Gertrude, how much have you got left?
I've
got my DR. What DR do you have, mate?
7 health.
Oh. Wow.
Hope you've all got some healing items.
I'm looking at that pig back there. Big heat looking pretty crispy.
Well, I mean, to be fair.
It's still on fire, and the fire is mounting because it didn't put itself out just then. So there is a smell of like rancid goat meat in the air. Jacob, off you go. You're the only one that didn't get hit by the blast.
Fantastic. All right.
As the dust clears, the goat's still standing. Everyone else is still standing, but very much wobbly.
Huh. Is it worth me just going in for the attack here, or should I try and distract this thing?
That's up to you.
Okay, well, I don't have any feet this time.
We need to really start chomping the damage on him, bro. I think just use your keys and go for it. Because that's our most heaviest attack out of the whole party.
How much grit did it just use there?
20 grit.
It used 20 grit.
20. I downed it down to 20.
Yeah. And it's been using grit pretty much every attack since it started.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. Then it did have a lot of grit, though.
You know what? I'm going to go in for the attack.
Got a lot of grit.
We're going to go D6. Maybe just plus 3 to that. Make that a 5 roll. See if that's good enough.
Yeah, go on, I'll let you do it.
Alright, so D6 plus 5. That's fine. That doesn't matter. I'm not doing any damage. I'm going to take another 8 grit off of it. So Jacob's just behind it, leeching some grit off it, and he runs back again, back to his flanking position.
Just sucking on it, basically. Yeah. Gertrude, you're injured. Your has a ringing in your ears, dust in the air. What are you gonna do?
After checking my surroundings and seeing, yeah, I am just about still alive. I mean, I'm pretty pissed. I was tempted just to throw a bomb at him because I'm that pissed. But I think that will kill everybody. No, I'm just going to have to bonk it with my little dominator. That's all I can do. I don't really have much any grit left because shit. My health is up 7. Yeah. Just gonna.
Ooh, a 12. Ooh.
Yay.
What are you running that for? Is that your attack?
Yeah, that's my attack for the little dominator.
What? Yeah, and then you got it. Was that your scrap roll, yeah?
Yeah, but then it's got 3 damage.
Well, it doesn't do much then, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Okay, Toucan, you're worst for wear. You're the lowest of the health out of the lot. Bleeding from a few areas. Maybe your monocle's a bit cracked. What's your plan?
First, Toucan looks up to the heavens and goes, "Fuck you, Matt!" And I hit it with a theater light.
Go for it.
It's a 5.
It's a 5. That's an 8.
I burned 3 grit.
Go for it.
Alright.
How much grit does the go for?
None.
That is... Hold on. And... That is 16 damage. And 4 fire damage.
Okay, that's just plussing on, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's still fire. Yeah, so I guess add him. But he's already on fire, so I guess just adds fire. So I guess totally it's 20 damage.
I have no idea how fire works anymore in this game. There's far too much to keep track of. But that's adding another 4. There's already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five, six, so that's 10 fire, I think, total now.
And then the next turn it'd be like plus 2, right? So it'll be 12 damage of fire next turn?
It'll be 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there you go. So I'm just adding more fire damage to that total that keeps compounding, is all I'm really doing.
So, Kalaris, off you go.
So I'm going to eat a bag of chips, I believe, because my health low and my grit lower. Gives me D10 of each.
But they're also very noisy, which means it attracts the goat to you.
Fucking bring it on! 6 and 10. Which one's the grit, which one's the health?
It was a 10 and 10, wasn't it? So, health and grit.
Health and grit, so 6 health, bringing me to 16. And 10... Give me up to 14 grit. Okay.
Just drop it on the bottom, that'll be there.
Do I get movement as well as my action?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because given that I have a ranged weapon, I'm getting a little bit back. Specifically for bomb dropping purposes. Yeah, fuck. And that'll be me.
Cool. It's now Goatboy's turn. He's going to take 10 points worth of fire damage. Which now doubles up to 20, so someone remember that for me next turn. And instead of putting itself out, it's going to stare at D4 again. Just have a look. 4, it's going to look at Jacob.
Okay, look my way.
And it's going to use something called Excruciate, which is burn 8 grit. And target that you can see. Mentally cause this target to experience a burst of undulated whole body pain that physically causes them 2d6 plus D noggin damage.
Right. Sorry, did it burn grit to do that?
It does, yes.
Just say that again to me, sorry.
8 grit, 3d6 worth of damage.
8 grit, 3d6 worth of damage. And is this like
damage that you can't block?
I can't block it.
Yeah.
Fair? Okay, that's good. Go for it.
5, hold up, let me just make sure I've added this all correctly.
I can take it.
Yeah, it's not physical, so it's all just mental. And that's 3d6 worth. Oh, it's only 7.
And that's no damage resistance there because it's all mental damage.
Unfortunately not, it's all just mental.
Yeah, excellent. Alright, I've got you. Yeah, Jacob tanks it. He's like, he's strong-willed, he's fine.
Yeah, right. That's your turn.
My health bar isn't. Oh, there we go. I've got it now.
Yeah.
Right, Jacob winces from the pain inside his head. I am feeling a little bit better about the fact that the goat has kind of stopped using grit to dodge as much as it was. I think my plan of leech is going quite well, so I might just continue to do that just now. That is taking a lot of damage, and it's going to take a lot of burn damage in its next round before it takes turns itself off.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Can I use an item and do an attack?
Sure.
Right, so I'm going to use the Stumper Bar. That's 10d grit and health, so I'll roll 2d10s. Right, so I get 7 of that health back, and I get 3 grit. Oh, the grit was the one that I really wanted to get there. Right, that's fine. So 21 up to 24. Alright, and Jacob's going to start spinning himself up into a ball of lightning speed. So 3 times. So him...
Maths.
Yeah, maths. I'm wondering if it's worth me using that full 24 grit that I've now got. I think I'll do it. Yeah, let's just go in for a full-on spin attack here. So, if I use the full 24 grit, I'm going to build up 8 speed from this. And that gives me an unavoidable attack of 8d6.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Spend that grit, spend that. Well,
Jacob spins.
goes, Zenitsu, lightning breathing. First form. 8d6. Oh, plus 5.
Oh, I forgot to use my Kamikami Kagura. Hold on. Oh, flame breathing, so flame breathing, third form.
He spins. He dashes at the goat. He tears through the goat for 40 physical damage and leeches 7 points of points of grit from
him. Say it's unavoidable. Does that mean it goes through DR?
Was that?
No, you just need to miss it.
Oh yeah, it just means you can't miss, so you can still use your DR to take the 10 off of that, so it's 30 points of damage the goat takes.
Fucking hell.
And then he loses 7 points of grit.
Okay. Well, this thing's not looking like it's long left this world. You've kind of...
Oh, we're actually doing...
Shocked a hole through its kind of body to some extent. There's viscera and gore everywhere, but it's... It's standing here for a little bit wobbly.
Jacob slides next to Kalaris and starts panting heavily.
You are covered in viscera.
Just
could have done that
covered in bits of goat. I couldn't have done it earlier, really. I needed to leech a lot of grit to do that there. I went into this battle with 6 grit. I needed...
Oh, shit, never
mind. Yeah, I needed the build up.
Right, Gertrude, off you go.
Gertrude can't really do very much. All Gertrude can do is just hit him with my Tiltumidator. So,
I don't think you could have Ideal Dominator with how poor it rolls.
2!
That's a poor excuse for Ideal Dominator at best.
It's a 6. It to me. You haven't told me what it's worth.
You want to improve it, you can.
Off you go, mate.
Okay. Well, at this point, I think I'm just going to keep adding the fire. I'm going to keep hitting it with the theater light. I know you hate to just do the same thing over and over again, but it seems to be doing decent. That's a 7.
That's a 3.
Yay. Alright, and that's 7 damage. Oh, 8 damage. 10 damage. And 3 fire damage. So 13 damage total. But 3 of that is added to the fire.
Fire, so that's 23 fire next turn. Kalaris, off you go.
Right, same thing as before. First do the second one. That's an 8 and a 2.
That's an 11 and a 6. So you miss.
Fuck you, I want this to be over. I'm burning a little bit of grit.
Oh, it's going to be over very soon.
Yeah, I was thinking that I brought it down. That was my plan. I wanted to bring it down enough so that the fire kills it.
Oh, yeah, never mind, actually. I don't have to give a shit. Never mind.
Yeah, with that, the fire consumes it. Blisters pop, fat burns, hair goes up in smoke. And the last thing this thing says to Kalaris is, "You did this." And it dies.
Wait, who's Hugh?
You.
I'm pretty sure it was you. Must have been one of those orphan killing fellows.
Who's
so
on first? Effect. No, he's on second. Who's he? You. You. God, who?
That Hugh that goat was talking about must have been a right bastard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine doing that to that person.
Is Hugh?
The fire spreads to the nearby buildings, and the farm soon is ablaze.
If we ever meet Hugh, this is.
I was so emotionally attached to this farm. Oh no.
Such a tragedy. Oh, but on the way out, I'm just going to take a haul to this pig here. Just has been slowly roasting behind us in battle.
Oh yeah, it's been slogging.
So yeah, Matt, I'm going to eat that pig leg straight away and gain all my health back, right, please?
I mean, you'll be going onto the train anyway.
Yeah, so. I imagine that we can take the meat anyway to the roaches. We can get a proper meal on the train. That'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, you end up taking the pig to the roaches. It's, I've got to remember the voice for that one now. Two can take it away because I can't remember right now.
This thing fucking stinks. My God. Fuck, you got cleaner damn meat? Jesus.
You got this meat. I got this shit.
I call it farmyard fresh.
You know, that's a good one, so you can fucking carve it then. If you had caught a farmyard fresh, here you go. And try to hand him the knife. You fucking do it.
A pair of talented and attractive chefs like you should be able to make something quite appetizing with such a...
Ah, this is a bunny boy.
Besides, we all know you're good with sausage.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
You know it.
You calling me a whore? What the fuck you saying?
I mean, you are a whore.
Yeah, but you're my sister and you call me that. But she ain't that exactly. Fucking thing don't get to call me a whore.
Not what you said last night.
Oh, now it comes out, does it?
You weren't supposed to tell anybody. You weren't supposed to tell anybody about that. Shut up.
That was before you gave me room to come.
What the hell did Jacob sleep through at the start of this fucking...
A lot.
Sick.
And with that, the doors to the train close.
You don't want to know.
Off it rattles down the line as you level up. And this is where we end this episode for tonight. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Find us on all the regular channels and all the regular socials. Until next time, bye-dee-bye.
Toodles.